Irene Cara, Flashdance, to start us off on this Tuesday, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. How are you doing?
How are you doing? Player? Very much and all in the morning, all over there with your head and everything.
Yeah, and you with your big happy bohemian red and black
Yay!
Head. On you there. I was just looking at some of the tweets there with
great,
yourself and Eric and all that sort of stuff.
Ah, it was great. It was a great day. Great old days, though, it was.
I'm assuming, obviously not knowing, you know, what the lie of the land is, I'm assuming this Chris chap is a USA export, is he?
He's a Canadian.
Canadian.
Yeah, Chris Twardek. Yeah, what a player, what a man. Right.
So Eric was being deliberately kind of...
Facetious, in his chance of USA. Deliberately facetious, all right, yeah.
Good man, Eric. But anyway, so it was a good night, yeah.
Great night out there. Great night in Dalymount Park last night, yeah.
Happy
so
days.
Well done,
the
Bulls.
So what's the early state of play there? Because I was listening to Tara, I heard Rovers won as well. And what's the lie of the land currently?
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, what's the lie of the land in the league?
Yeah.
After three games,
early
it's
doors.
Rovers on... then it's Dundalk, and then it's Bowes.
Wow.
So just three games in, a very early season, but jeepers almighty, things are looking good, everybody. Things are looking good.
Anyway, listen, welcome along, folks. Good to have you with us. We've got a very early shout for a birthday, because there's no time in this, so I assume now is as good as any. It just says, can you wish our daughter Kim a very happy 23rd birthday? Have a fab day. Gina, Jeremy, Jen, and Meg.
Jeremy?
So Kim, that's the way it's J-E-R-M-I.
G-E-R... Jeremy. All right, Jeremy.
Jeremy. Anyway, Kim is the important one. That's who's having the 23rd birthday today.
Happy very birthday, Kim. Have a great one.
Yeah,
hope you have
stuff.
A night. I hope your birthday's as good as last night in Dalymount Park.
Also, JP is just checking in. We got Garrett, who's in Limerick. We got Margaret in Fermoy, of course, saying hello as always. Who else have we got? There's Damo in Dublin. Feeling particularly good, I think that phrase is probably likely to mean.
Struggling.
He says he woke up feeling the dogs.
Oh, he did.
There you go.
The dogs. Let me know when Mike is ready.
Assuming he's in good form.
Had a brainwave, he says.
Oh, brilliant. Where, on the other hand, Sarah has been trying to fall back asleep for another hour.
Well, I tell you, Sarah, texting us is not the way to do it. Go on,
yeah,
Sarah.
I don't know if it'll help.
Maybe we should sing her a lullaby and see if it helps.
Give that a go. Do you want to give that a go?
Rock-a-boy Sarah, come on the boat.
Come on the
boat. Hope that you're sleeping.
From your head to your toes. Right, listen, hopefully you are in good form. 087-188-0008 is always on WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout. About to take on the birthdays with Mr. Gallagher here. I think you'll like them today.
Oh, good, good.
There's a lot of comedians in there.
Oh, jeez, I don't like them.
And there's I think there's a childhood hero in here for you as well.
That'll do anyway.
Yeah, Black or White from Michael Jackson here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that on this Tuesday, 25th of February. Just before we do the birthdays, I just noticed this, that there's some of the text names that people have adopted for themselves. They're getting quite elaborate, PJ.
Yeah.
We've had morning.
Oh, there we go.
From the Pirate Queen.
The Pirate Queen of Dunboyne. Go on, the Pirate Queen. Loving that one, though.
Fantastic. Who's that in from?
Sheila Neagig.
Who was
No,
it?
That's not from. Grania Whale, I'd say. Is that her name? No.
Paul Kane.
Paul Kane is not the Pirate Queen.
I'm sure. No, the Pirate Queen is in Dunboyne.
All right.
I don't know where Paul is. I'm sure the dog was happy. I'm not sure I get that.
I don't know what that means.
Something. Anyway. And also, Owen the Scaffolder wants to tell you it's Rovers year. My God, man. This, like, life can't get much worse for you on the sporting front. You've got Liverpool doing well and Rovers doing well.
And I was stupid enough to think West Ham were going to beat them last night.
Don't be ridiculous.
It was 2-1 they were winning. Yeah. Half an hour to go. Lost 3-2.
Yeah.
And now they're like the... 18 Premiership games in a row. The new record they've won.
It's the level. They're level, I think, with City.
Oh, they're level.
If they win the next one. Who's the next one? Probably doing Norwich or something known them, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Probably Millwall, who get a one-off Premier League appearance for no reason whatsoever.
Dan in Cork wants us to tell Pa the Plasterer to slow down in the van.
Slow down there, Pa the Plasterer, you crazy man.
It's chilly out there. Right, you ready to do some birthdays?
Come on, let's have a
I did say there was a rake of comedians for you.
Yeah.
To have a go at. First one up is Lee Evans.
Lee Evans. Yeah. I like him, actually. He's kind of wild man.
He was kind of regarded as the, I don't know, the natural successor to Norman Wisdom or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, definitely. He looked like him. He carried on like him. He admittedly says he was very influenced by him, which is all right. It was just the amount of sweat. It's like, man, stop wearing short tie and everything.
It was weird. I mean, like, his suits would change colour.
Change colour completely, yeah.
It was extraordinary.
Unbelievable to watch, though.
I've never seen a man sweat that much.
Yeah.
And I mean, bear in mind, with all due respect, I know he's kind of quite active on stage. But he is on stage. Like, it's not like he's running around a football pitch.
I know. Well, yeah. Although, the amount of effort he put into his shows.
Yeah.
Like, he would be going mental for the entire... And he used to 2-hour shows.
Jeepers.
Like, and he'd be going absolutely mental for the entire space.
I have to say I was a fan.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
Like, I thought, you know...
And he came up the hard way. Like, he was doing all that stuff in workmen's clubs around Northern England.
I was just going to say...
He's chased out of venues.
It is slightly old school, isn't it?
Oh, gee. Yeah. And he was chased out of venues. Like, proper chased out of venues. When he talks about it, he's just like, when he stood up in workmen's clubs in Yorkshire and all and decided to spend 45 minutes just making faces at them. Like, they were like, we're not having it. We're not having it.
Yeah, you need to know your audience.
Yeah, and he decided that he was just going to make an audience. He wasn't going to, like... So, fair play to him.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of people hated him because he was too manic.
Yeah.
He was just too manic. I thought he was great, though. Lee Evans, I'm going to say... 51, maybe.
Not bad. 56.
Oh, jeepers. Oh, all right.
56 he is. I'm trying to debate. No, I'll keep. I won't do all of the comedians, right? What about this one, right? Nick Leeson.
Who's he now?
Does the name ring a bell?
No.
Nick Leeson is probably one of the most famous fraudsters. And you of all people with your League
fraudsters.
Of Ireland connections should know. Because he went and I think he ended up being chairman of Galway or something. Galway City.
Right.
In the League of Ireland. You remember Rogue Trader, the man who brought down Barings Bank?
Yeah.
Nick Leeson.
Get out of it.
Yeah.
Jeepers, I don't know much about him at all.
Do you not?
No,
he
I
was
don't
like,
know
that was a
it.
Really famous name. Like, he did, he was basically playing the stock market and lost big time.
Fair play to him.
But it was like, brought down a bank, man.
Oh, that's a good thing. If you can bring down the bank... You know you've really gotten yourself in trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Normally the bank brings you down. I think we know.
So he's a sort of a celebrity fraudster.
He
was doing talks and everything. And then I'm sure he ended up being, I was going to say chief financial officer. But he had some connection with Galway.
It's gas.
Somebody will tell me
you
now.
You know the way these lads, this is what I always think is amazing. These lads, they get into massive financial trouble.
Yeah.
Massive. Like so big. Like a bank falls down. And what do they end up doing? How do they end up making their money and surviving after they do it? Going around the world telling us all about financial advice.
Yeah. Like, don't do what I did.
You know what I mean? If I don't get in as much trouble as him,
yeah,
you know, and I fall a little bit behind in my credit union payments.
Yeah, they'll be on you. Your credit score will be adjusted.
Nobody books me for the Point Depot. And I'm not in. And I'm not obviously a bit better with money than he is.
Well, yeah.
Do you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah, you're a bit of a... Yeah, he was CEO at Galway United.
Jeepers, I'm totally at a loss with this fella.
Anyway.
I'll take a stab that he's 65.
He's 53.
Hadn't a rashers. Right, hadn't okay. a rashers.
All right, let's get one definitely in the bag for you, right? This is a guaranteed back of the net for you, even though it is a comedian, and you say you don't like comedians, right?
Yeah.
You like this bloke, because he's your bestest mate. Jason Byrne is celebrating his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Yeah, sure. You probably already sent him a WhatsApp and a text and an Instagram and a DM and everything saying happy birthday.
I did, yeah.
You see?
I did.
So this is back of the net for you.
Back of the net for Joe. He's...
Oh, he's using his fingers and everything.
He's 47.
He's 48.
Shut up, boy. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you should have responded with, you should have, he's my friend. You don't even
know.
Yeah,
I think I know better than the newspaper.
He's 48.
Fart off.
What did you buy him?
Would you mind your own business?
Right, 48.
Don't I have a coffee right here for him?
I don't know what I got. It's because that was meant to be the banker. That was meant to be the banker.
Oh, God.
But we are moving into good ones for you, right? Because I did say there was... Do you want the other comedian or do you want the childhood hero?
Oh, give us childhood hero. I'm terrible. I'm obviously terrible with friends and comedians.
Right, here we go. It is the birthday of Rick Flair.
Ric Flair! I love Ric Flair. Oh, he was so brilliant.
Ex-WWE wrestler.
Remember, used to do that all the time.
Woo!
You can't beat me. Why? Because I got a Rolex. Woo! Look at my hair. Look at my cape. I can outspend you and I can outwhip you. Woo! I love Ric Flair.
You're a serious fan.
Oh, I love Ric Flair.
Oh, my God.
I want you to take a good look at my face before I tell you my bank account, because, baby, that's going to make you keel over. Woo!
Well, Blooming heck, you know his entire script.
Ah, he was brilliant. I used to love Ric Flair.
Yeah. What's he's doing? I think it's... I'm trying to remember what I saw he was doing now.
God only
obviously
knows.
Obviously not wrestling.
He's still got the big white hair anyway.
Yeah,
the white
bouffant.
That he'd be going around with his white bouffant.
And he's not a young boy.
No, he's definitely not. Yeah,
mind you, I don't think he was young
older.
When he was doing WWE, to be perfectly
honest.
No,
I don't think any of them knew her then.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were all like just juiced up on steroids in their 40s. Yeah. Going around with mad beards and everything, battering each other. Great times. God, I love that era.
Maybe this will get it. This might be the one.
I'd say he's like, maybe like 64.
71,
he
man.
He is not, is he?
Yeah, 71.
Ah, Ric Flair. I hope many a Rolex is still coming your way, you materialistic old tosser. I loved watching you.
Right, so your last one is Carrot Top.
Carrot Top, yeah.
Yeah, which to a lot of people would be, what in the name of God? But I knew you'd know him.
Yeah, he was a prop comedian. And he was flying all around.
Basically, he was a Mick Hucknall lookalike.
Was.
Yeah.
And he was flying all around the world doing huge tours, making loads and loads of money, and then he took a Vegas residency and he never left it, and he's still there.
Wow.
That's what he is. So he's still just banging out them.
And like in America, he's proper famous, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he is. Yeah, yeah. Huge. Yeah. But all he ever did was take props out of a box and do one-liners.
Is that what it was?
That's his whole shtick. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it wasn't really my thing. He was like a crap Jason Bourne, to be honest with you. He was like a crap version of Jason.
Carrot Top.
Yeah. He kind of was.
Jason's going to take that well.
Yeah, well, no, Jason's a prop comic as well. He does loads of props.
It was the Carrot Top bit I was going to...
Ah, he's a ginger top as well.
Anyway.
Oh, I'm going to say he's probably in the 60s now too. 63.
55.
A fart off life. I don't know anything about anybody. This is a stupid game.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
6:32. What are you at, Tara, with your yellow warnings for snow and ice and everything? Unbelievable. You do realise it's a Tuesday.
I know.
Things are bad enough on a Tuesday.
Yeah,
we don't need a weather forecast like that.
Jesus, take it easy, lad. I feel like I'm under attack.
Absolutely.
And another thing. Yeah, maybe some snow. Yes.
No, fart anyway.
They're saying accumulations of snow mainly over higher ground, but not necessarily.
Oh, no. That's Jim done anyway.
That's the abominable Jim coming in there.
In his snowshoes.
For the next couple of days.
It's not going to go my way though. I have this pessimistic tone about it. I'm over. I was having a grumble to Mike this morning about the weather. I'm over the weather now. I'm over the cold. I'm over the wet. Not even flooded. Like, there's poor sods all over the country who are flooded.
I'm not even flooded.
She looks even like a bit of a flooding, yeah.
She's actually a blooming...
Any excuse to get out in a canoe, you know? A disaster
queen, you are. Literally. Bring me your ice, your snow, and your flooding. Bring it on me.
You
should have been a storm chaser. You'd have been brilliant at that.
Yeah, you would, actually. Yeah.
Maybe in my next life.
You could have gone and just chased tornadoes around the place. Yeah. That'd be right up your street.
It would be right up. No, I don't know. I don't know. I think that would terrify me, actually.
Oh, my God.
It would terrify me.
Have we actually found something? Some sort of weather you don't like?
We finally found an extreme she's not into.
Maybe I was destined to be a chalet girl in the Alps or something in ski season. That's probably a lot more my bag, really.
Yeah. So basically, it's snow, but it doesn't affect the kind of general luxury.
No. Stay at home cooking.
Right.
Which is what I like to do. And then go out and have a run in the snow every once in a while. Perfect day. Perfect career.
Jeepers. Wow. I literally can't.
I'm off to write the CV now.
Yeah. What jobs would employ? Well, yeah, I know. It's not. It leaves a kind of a narrow sort of job net in Ireland.
Maybe you could just work in the canteen of a ski slope. Do we have any fake ski slopes in Ireland?
There's one up by you, isn't there?
Right, well then, what you can do is you can work in the canteen there and every so often just run up the slope and you'll be grand.
Slide down on me plastic bag.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yay.
Just take a tray with you. Slide down. Tobogganing.
Jeez, that actually sounds a great crack.
Oh my God, we've converted
we
PJ
should go,
as
we
well.
We should go,
Yeah. Top tune in excess, Mystify. Here are classic hits and Elton John, I'm Still Standing, just ahead of that. Almost 19 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Tuesday morning, 25th of Feb. 087-188-0008 as always, if you want to give us a shout. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Martina has been sitting outside now. I assume she may have gone in at this stage, but she texts us at 6:15 to say that she was morning from a wet and cold Limerick, sitting waiting for a spin class to open.
All right, there you go. So what? That's the right way to start the day now if you can. Of course it is.
Fair play. Have you ever done a really early gym session like that? 6 a.m. stuff or whatever.
No,
I can't imagine.
I mean, on the weekend I do 8. Does that count?
You do eight of them?
Yeah, I do 8 of them at 6 o'clock. No, I Saturday and Sunday I do 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that counts, does it?
It's not really that early. Just the idea of being wrecked before you even go to work.
Now, Jim McCabe, you've done enough gym to know that you're never wrecked when you leave the gym. You're only ever wrecked going into it.
Yeah, although I always fancy a snooze after it.
Oh, jeepers, Jim. The old man of the hills over here.
Morning from Ray the Road Sweeper. Bo's Richie's been on as well.
Bo's Richie, up there, Bo's. What a day, what a night.
Yeah. Paul the Trucker was explaining something about the whole waking up feeling the dogs. Yeah, I get it now. The penny has dropped, Paul the Trucker. It's just very difficult to explain on the radio. That's all. Right, okay, what else have we got? Let me see. Pa the Plaster has responded to Dan in Cork, who was giving out about him driving too fast.
Yeah.
He says, tell Dan I'm not out on a Sunday drive.
Slow down, Pa the Plaster. It's Tuesday, nobody wants to work. Calm down.
Apparently Nick Leeson has a true story movie about him as well.
There was a movie made of his life. I have literally no idea who this fella is, and he's taken over the whole morning. It's mad. Yeah. No idea who he is.
Really?
Not a rasher. I've never even
heard that name.
No, it doesn't ring a bell in any way, yeah.
Somebody wants to join in with Tara. Let's go work in the Alps. I love the snow too.
Ah, you weirdos.
That mad snow 2 years ago was the absolute best.
It was horrendous. Horrendous.
This is Elaine and Tala.
It wasn't even horrendous or outrageous or terrible. It was horrendous.
Horrendous.
It was awful.
Right. John has said there's a new challenge on the go called the Pedal Bin Challenge. I don't know what that's about.
Oh, I like that, all these things.
Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned that. Because for all I know, you know John. Who knows what sort of shenanigans that could involve. Anyway.
We'll see now because you'll be doing it as soon as I find out what it is.
John from... look at this. Lads, the tunes are hopping this morning. Great work. Cheering this murky morning right up. John from Wexford in Dublin. That's an amazing address.
John in Wexford in Dublin.
Yeah.
Bet you...
John from Wexford in Dublin.
I bet you on post would get it to him.
Absolutely.
If you wrote it, John from Wexford in Dublin. I bet you they'd get it to him. They can do anything.
Quality.
They can do anything, no matter what it is.
Right, today,
it's
of
like
course...
Jim McCabe, your man. Snowy mountain-headed man on the radio. Ireland. I bet you you'd get it. They'd still get it to you.
Right, listen, today, of course, it is Tuesday, and it is Pancake Tuesday. Shrove Tuesday. All that sort of stuff. So, naturally, there's going to be a bit of pancakery going on. Mike is contemplating a little bit of a challenge.
Too right he is.
A little bit of a flip-off.
And anything that puts us against each other in here, we embrace thoroughly. There's a bit of a competition.
You're so blooming competitive.
Damn straight,
you're
mister.
Your need to be an alpha male is just extraordinary.
Damn straight. So shut your flipping mouth, yeah, before I...
batter you.
I'm looking for a pun with Shrove. I'll Shrove you off your chair.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't work.
Anyway, so we'll have a little bit of pancake shenanigans, I think, going on at some stage later on. Of course, the regulars are here. We'd not exactly an illustrious start yesterday on the breakfast table quiz. We only managed to score four.
Some great answers, though, all the same.
Some quality answers. And also, of course, we're back on the trail with the hit bit. It didn't go yesterday.
No, it didn't go. What are we on, actually, with the hit bit? How do you half numbers again? 1,160.
Where
we are on
that
the hit list this
like
morning. So still quite a lot of cash, in fairness.
Yeah. And also, PJ was delighted to see the story of people not being allowed heady of football anymore. Delighted, weren't you? I could see the joy when you read that headline.
I warned it. I'd said it. I said on this very show a few years ago, we're living in a health and safety age so crazy, they're going to introduce a soccer helmet.
A soccer helmet.
And now they've just banned
using, on the way.
Banned using the head at all. Isn't that great?
We're on the way. So you may well hear more of that. We may not be able to keep them quiet on that subject.
Even
later
though
on.
There's no proven links, just let's do it, just in case.
087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout, by the way. St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. What is it? 7:10 on this Tuesday morning. Pancake Tuesday, of course. We're going to have our little pancake shenanigans probably after 8 o'clock, but people have already been sending in all sorts of blooming pictures and
and I'm delighted. We love the pictures of the pancakes, so keep them coming. Magic Mikey's over there. I swear, Magic Mikey's like the mammy when it comes to these things. It's gas, you
although
know.
I don't think we're getting any to eat. That's the only concern
you
I have.
Shut your dirty mouth, Will.
I think from what he's saying now, I'm picking up the vibe that there may be flipping going on.
Right.
I don't know there'll be any tastiness going on.
Here's what we do. Here's how we handle that. Ladies and gentlemen of the world, if you'd like a plug for your business that has anything to do with pancakes, drop them into Classic Hits. Free advertising on the radio for every pancake. Yes,
my
sir.
My God, we are so easily bought.
And please, enough for two. Mike's not getting any. He brought in a frying pan and things he left out open
and
all night.
And plastic pancakes
and
he brought
plastic
in.
Plastic pancakes. So, yes, there you go. Enough pancakes for a tree, actually, because Tara...
Yeah, Tara would kill you.
Tara B.
She'd absolutely kill you.
But she'll just take them off.
She'd eat your leg if you didn't throw a pancake to her.
Right. I have something to tell you.
Right.
And I think it's fair to say that you and me, anyway, fall straight into this study.
Okay.
They've done a study of all the grown-up adults.
It's grumpy old men, is it?
Right, it is. It is, actually. It even goes to separate the women from the lads a little bit in this, too.
Oh, my God.
So they've done a study. A quarter of people studied, right?
Mm-hmm.
A quarter, 25%, say that they say yes to plans when, you know, you're asked out. I go, Jim, what's...
Yeah.
Well, not if I ask you. You just go, what's wrong with you? What's going on here?
That'd be it.
So
what
do
you want?
So you meet someone, right? You meet someone that you haven't seen in ages, or you meet a friend. You, well, Jim, what's the crack? How are you getting on? Good. Come here, you're not around Friday. We're having a thing at the GAA with the thing with the pouring of the thing and the cup and all.
Yeah.
And you go, yes, I will definitely be there. And literally, as soon as you're ready, you go, literally, I'd rather eat my own head and not go to that. And it turns out 25% of us do it.
Tell lies.
Well, yeah, essentially. We say we're going to be somewhere and we've no intention. Not one single intention of ever turning up.
When's it on? Saturday week. Absolutely. And then you immediately go into that. What can I think of?
What can I think of? Oh, sorry, I can't. I just remembered. My father, he's gone to space and he's bringing back the dog.
It's difficult trying to think of a believable one.
Well, I have a few of them, the most that I use.
Right.
So instead of just saying, I don't know why we don't do it, saying, sorry, I'm actually, that's not my thing, but maybe I'll catch it a few days after.
The reason we don't say that is because they turn around and go, ah, come on, what's wrong with you? I'm having a thing. Come on. That's the thing. Then if they would turn around and go, you're right, actually, look, no problem.
Yeah, sure, if
that's
it's not
grand.
For you, no
bother.
No
bother. Look, feel no pressure. Don't worry about it. That'd be great, but they don't. They go, ah, come on, sure. We're all going to be there. And you're like, oh.
She'll love it. And you'll be there. He hasn't seen you in ages, and he was saying that the last time he's seen you were in the bad mood. Oh, was he? Yeah, so you're right, actually. I never thought of that. But you're right, but some people say, you know, it's always the usual old excuses. Like you said, we don't know what to say.
Oh, yeah.
We hit the same old ones. Oh, I'm not feeling well. Of, you know, something
that's
just,
when you go.
I'm about to get sick, and or someone else is sick is a good one. Herself at home.
She's in rag order.
You want to say, I woke up this morning, she had one eye hanging over her head, and she was licking it and everything. Oh, she's in an awful state. You blame your other half a little bit. Some people say they have work crisis. It says, I'm on my way to work now. The place is on fire.
Yeah.
And I have to go. There's nothing I can do, only I have to go in. That's what I love about this place as well. And then you just sort of go, listen to it, and they turn it on. Hopefully there's music or an ad, and they don't pay you much attention. And then people like me, and I admit I have done this, say there's a pet, sick pets or something like that.
Right.
I've done that. I've done the dog. The dog is
the dog's not great.
Dog's not great.
Yeah.
Think it might be on the way out. Your dog is two. I know. Getting on. The old dog ears. They catch up very fast.
Yeah, I think that's 50, 60 in dog
I know,
years.
The old pet illness, yeah.
I think that's a thing, that's a used one, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, like, I've done the one as well. I'd love to stay, but the dog has been at home for 6 hours, as if my dog would ever be more than 25 minutes on her own.
Yeah.
Six hours. Oh, jeez, there'd be shite all over the house or everything.
I'm going to have to get a dog or a pretend dog or something then. They get so many excuses out of it.
You can make up a pretend dog. No one goes up to the hills. Well, you can get away with anything.
Yeah. I could say I have a dog, couldn't I? Could just post pictures of a random thing.
Should say I have a dog and just post a picture of the cow and go, I don't know what's wrong with me dog.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know, but he doesn't look great.
I don't know what's wrong with the dog.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know what those things hanging out. I tell you, he didn't have that this morning. Yeah,
and there's all milk and all and cheese coming out of it. And the thing is, it's our age group that are the worst, so it's finally time to leave millennials alone.
Right.
Millennials make plans and stick to plans. Millennials who get battered by the media over and over again, right? The mics and all, you know, idiots. It's time to leave them alone. It's time to leave them alone.
Actually do follow through and go.
35 to 53-year-olds are the biggest liars when it comes to getting out of public events.
That was very specific. 53-year-olds.
Yeah.
You had to make sure you got me into that, didn't you?
It says it on the page. It says it on the study, look. It says it on the page.
I thought you were going to literally go, yeah. It's literally 35s to your age, Jim, to 51-year-olds.
Yeah, of course it is. And next year it'll be to the different one. So that's it, 35 to 53. So we're the worst. We're the biggest plan cancelling, letting people down, not being sociable, hanging around on our own. Rather stare at a wall than hang out with our family, a generation in the world, and long may it last. I'm proud to be from the antisocial generation.
I do it all the time. But I mean, the thing about it is, I sort of haven't, you know, like, it's awkward for me to kind of get to those gatherings. Because I'm up in the mountains, you know. No public transport or anything.
Well, it's awkward for me as well. Yeah.
Like, you're virtually in the heart of the city.
That's very, it's still very awkward for me.
I mean, you could walk to some of these things.
I know. So it's much harder for me to get out of.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's why I just, yeah.
Right.
No, I don't want to go, Jim. I don't want to go.
I know, but I'm just, you know.
Although it's worked out for me now because I've said it so many times that I meet people now.
They don't even invite
and
you.
And I genuinely meet people on the road and go, oh, do you know what's on? You'd love it. Oh, no, he doesn't like people at all, that fella. And this gets me out of everything. I'm glad, okay, things do happen and I wish I was asked. But I have to bite my lip. I have to remind myself I'm getting out of almost everything.
Example, what's ever happened that you've ever thought? God, I wouldn't have minded being invited to that.
Well, do you know something? I heard your man Jerry Cinnamon is playing a gig.
Who's he?
He's a singer fella from Scotland. He's very good, right? And someone I know.
Cinnamon is his name.
Cinnamon, Jerry Cinnamon. Do you not know him? He's huge. He's a monster. He's a megastar.
Right.
And he's playing over Malahide Way.
Right.
And somebody I know, right?
Right.
She said she had tickets. And I'll be honest with you now. She's a rather fancy somebody.
Yeah.
And she says, oh, I had them. And I knew you liked them, but I didn't think you'd be into all that gigs. And I went, no.
I
had a bit of that.
So there was a small backfire moment. Look, it's a small price to pay to be left alone, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And, you know, when they're all out enjoying themselves, you know, running around, having a great night, and your man's singing and all the bands is brilliant, a few fizzy drinks and a whole lot, I'll have the pure joy of doing nothing at all.
Exactly.
Being on my own.
There you go.
Staring at the wall.
Beautiful.
Thinking, thank God I got out of all that crack. I better ring Jim.
And see what excuse he used to sit in tonight.
I got to text him about the football again. That seems to be our social life.
Eternal, I want to be the only one. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's, 21 and a half minutes past 7 on this Tuesday. Pancake Tuesday. We're getting ready for our flip-off after 8 o'clock.
Flip-off, eh?
Flip-off, apparently, is what it's been dubbed as. Loads of people are sending in pictures and stuff of...
The pancakes, I'm delighted to see it.
Look at this. This is there's Danny the chef making the batter, and then he moved on to
look at a blueberry and banana.
Jeepers. Danny the chef is knocking them out there.
I'm definitely doing this today.
I assume some of them are coming our way, Danny. I don't know where you are in the
world.
Yeah,
we're waiting for us, you know.
Yeah. I mean, in fairness,
we do love blueberries, Danny.
PJ did put out a subtle plea. There wasn't. It was quite subtle. Some people might have missed it. You might need to do it again.
I said free ads on the radio for anyone that gives us pancakes.
As I said, he was a little understated in it. So in case, you know what I mean? Yeah. In case it went over, in case you didn't cop quite what he was saying.
Free ads on the radio for anyone that gives us pancakes. Red alert. Red alert.
Anyway, so a little ahead of our flip off. We're going to, of course, have the hit bits on the way in about a half an hour. The interest in this at the moment is phenomenal.
It's gone a bit mad. 1,160 quid is what we have on the on the nittling bit. Oh, I think it is. Is it more than that? Hold on. No,
that's what you said earlier on.
1,160 quid, yeah. So if you want to have a go, 087-188-0008. Register anytime. Don't give us your guess, though. Because it's gone mad. It's gone spare. So
absolutely,
we want to be able to select you.
And classichits.ie is a good place to start. You can listen to the hit bit. You can see the previous guesses. And of course, the clue is there as well. Miraculous is the clue to bear in mind. If you can, you know, if what you're thinking of seems to have a little connection with that word in some way.
Yeah.
Or if it inspires some sort of thought.
Lentian, that's what you do. Be inspired.
Yeah.
Text us. Fill your face with pancakes. Let the day be yours.
Billy Joel's Uptown Girl here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, almost 23 minutes to 8 o'clock. PJ Gallagher's currently doing the most bizarre dance I think I've ever seen. What
are you talking
about?
That's a dance.
What was that?
What?
I don't know what that is. It's sort of some weird show dance, is it, or something?
It's not. It's a move all the kids are doing. I've even seen millennials do that move.
Really?
Yeah.
Hands up by your head. Turning your head from side to side.
It's called a right angle spinny head move.
Oh, of
it's
course.
It's known,
it
yeah.
Yeah. Professional dancers probably have known that.
They would have done.
Sorry about that.
Yep.
Anyway, listen, on the way, of course, still to come, as well as the hit bit just after 8, we are going to be having our flip off to celebrate Pancake Tuesday.
Oh, so speaking of food, are we?
Yeah, we are speaking of food. Because I'm still waiting your pleas. Obviously, you're being too subtle about it.
What do you mean?
You know, the pleas that you put out earlier on about. Because the fact is, we're having a flip off. But we're not actually having any pancakes because Mike brought in, okay, technically they're not plastic, but they've been left out so long that they have the consistency of plastic.
Yeah.
The pancakes that we're going to flip.
So that's why we're looking for good pancakes. Be careful though. Be very, very careful. We may out you.
Really?
The Food Safety Authority, it's that time of year.
Oh my God.
It's that time of year.
Not health and safety.
Where the Food Safety Authority release a list of all the things that they've had, that there's been complaints about in restaurants and all that sort of thing. Tell you something. There was over 3,460 consumer issues were handled by the advice line this year. That's people ringing them, you know. You're not going to believe. It wasn't enough to say it to the person on the day.
Yeah.
I needed a higher authority to ring to complain, right?
Now, are these horrible things now? Or is this like stuff
It depends now.
Right.
It depends what your threshold for horrible is, to be quite honest with you. Right? So there's a rise in complaints. So are you eating out now somewhere in your breakfast? Are you ready for a little bit of a panic and a bit of a something to put you off your breakfast?
Oh, you mean that there could be people in breakfast places all over the country now?
Maybe, yeah. So like hair, obviously hair is a big one, right?
Right.
Starting at the bottom and working our way to the good stuff, right? Hair.
We've
all had hair in our food at some stage.
Yeah.
Can I just be honest?
A hair now. Let's be,
not like a tuft.
I was just going to say, it's not like a sort of a... You know, small wig.
Ah, and that's not like someone, like puffed off somebody, a dog's back or something.
Yeah, like a dog coughed up a four baller.
No, we've all had there. Can I just be honest? A bit of hair and food, it doesn't actually bother me. I pull it out and I munch along on. It never really upsets me here.
Yeah.
I can see how it happens. I assume the person's washed their head before they came in.
Well, you see, that's the question.
I'm all right with hair. Then it starts to get a little bit more disgusting. With false nails. Small pieces of stone, a nail. If there was a nail,
I'd be ropey now.
I wouldn't be into that now. And then there's
would you say small pieces of stone?
Stone or plastic, yeah. People like munching along and something has just got
plastic into the
food.
I could have gotten, but stone.
Yeah.
What was going on? It fell on the floor.
Maybe it fell on the floor.
They picked it back up off the floor.
Or maybe they didn't wash the salad properly and there was a bit of old stuff, grit or something, you know? You wouldn't know. You don't know. Are you eating now? Could be aunt in it. Disgusting.
Right. And we haven't even got to the really bad stuff, have we?
No, so here's the good stuff. So some other stuff, right? Somebody found a full snail on the inside of a chicken. Living in the chicken he was. A full snail in the chicken. A full snail sitting in your chicken. Imagine munching through your chicken, you have half of that. You're there,
how is that for Mildred? Is that nice? It is, Martin. Very nice. How is that?
Imagine the roar out of him.
Oh my God, that's horrific.
Mildred and Martin have half a breast of chicken into them and then they suddenly realise there's a snail stuck in the middle of it. That's disgusting. There was a caterpillar found in pork chops.
Caterpillar?
Yeah, in pork chops.
The hairy ones.
Yeah, big hairy bugger.
Oh.
Thousands of legs, millions of legs hanging off. Imagine how many willies they have. Oh, and he slashing all over your paw.
I don't think it quite works that way.
Yeah, it does, man. Between two legs, there must be something. You know
right.
what I mean?
That's
how you know.
That was on a pork chop.
Yeah, 100 legs does 50 willies make. That's a lot of science. It's the law of science. And right. then, on the pork chop, yeah. And then a thing of cream with a full butterfly in it. Fresh cream with a full butterfly stuck in it. Have you ever seen a butterfly's face under a magnifying glass up close? You know the way they look beautiful and all?
Yeah.
The colours and everything. You saw it, if they were a little bit bigger and you could see their face, you'd kill every one of them.
Yeah. It's like, remember we saw that picture the other day of a bee? Or a fly?
Yeah, the bee.
It was the face in.
Terrifying.
Blown up, multiplied, whatever.
Yeah, like an alien.
Like a microscopic
alien. One of those was even 3 foot high.
Oh, you'd never go out.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
Joke.
Actually, speaking of all of this stuff you're telling me, I may never eat out again.
And then, of course, there's what gets found inside the premises themselves, like live mice, of course, yeah.
Jeepers, the night.
Rodent activity. A lot of evidence of rodent activity throughout some storage areas and handling
Somebody's
areas.
Somebody's wondering whether the snail in the chicken was actually like meant to be there. Like, was it like chicken and escargot?
Oh, yeah. Chicken, definitely.
Was it somewhere
not.
In France?
No, it wasn't. This is Ireland. We're talking about Ireland here. It absolutely was not meant to be there. No, he was a rogue snail, roguing along, having a nibble of a chicken himself. Ending well.
Look at this. The Pirate Queen has been back on to say that somebody she knows found a microchip from a dog in their Chinese takeaway in Kerry.
That's not even remotely true.
She says it's true. She specifically says it's true.
It got stuck in her teeth. She said, I don't believe that. That's ludicrous.
You started it.
I don't believe that a microchip from a dog. Mad stuff. That's mad. Now that's even, and that's so ridiculous. It's made me feel better about the snail and me chicken. To be honest with
you. Yeah. Somebody says that the chicken must have been done in a slow cooker. Obviously a snail gag.
Oh god.
Didn't
quite make a land there. Did it?
Is that the worst of it? It doesn't get any worse than that, does it?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like, it's, a lot of it, that's the worst part of the actual food. Like,
yeah.
You're still, like, watching people not washing their hands and all that.
Oh,
you know, picking their nose, washing their hands. All that, you know, giving their ill hair a scratch, probably how the hair got into the food. You know, flies and pigeons flying around inside food areas.
Pigeons?
Yeah. Yeah, somebody actually said there was pigeons. One complaint had pigeon, yeah.
And what was it even on the menu, no?
I don't know, he's probably working there. Trying to get a few fag butts to nibble on out the back during his break.
Yeah, yeah. It's tough to get staff, all right. They had to get a pigeon in.
There you go. Look at it. There's an amount of people saying there's all these things found in Chinese. That's not true. A swan's chip. Swans don't even eat chips.
Yeah. Look at that. You've ruined it for loads of people.
Good. I'm delighted, yeah.
Somebody was literally just tucking into a hot dog
when you started. Nice. Well, I tell you, serves you right for eating hot dogs when I want one.
Oh, there's a lot. My God, look what you've done! Like, people are absolute. It's bucketing in.
Oh, look
people
at
found he. Maggots in. What's that? It must have been a thing of pistachio nuts.
He found a maggot in his bag of pistachio nuts. I read that wrong for a second. I thought I said I found a maggot in me Fibsbra nuts. I don't know why that sounds even better.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit Bit.
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth £1,160 today. A decent amount of cash, to be sure. People going mad to get their hands on it now so far. So let us know what you think it is. What am I talking about? You're here.
Yeah.
Here's what it sounds like.
We're about to do it.
Jeepers. Give us a belt of it there. Jeepers. And calm down, Jim. You have me going mad. It's all your fault.
Right.
Yeah, so you do. All right, so John is in Galway this morning. How are you, John?
Morning, PJ.
Morning, John. What's the story with you? How are you getting on?
Not too bad here, getting young fellas ready for school.
What's the weather like in Galway this morning? Because we're getting all kinds of warnings.
It's actually sun shining here at the moment.
Oh,
very
okay.
Unusual.
Right, well, with a bit of luck and for a bit of crack, hopefully Tara's completely wrong in what she's saying. Although I doubt it somehow. Right, John, let's try and give you a few quid then. What do you think?
I think it's faithless. God is a DJ.
God is a DJ. Right.
Faithless. Right, okay. I get it. The miraculous clue. Right. Michael, what is he right?
What a tune as well. Why don't we, lads, ask Joe Brolly? Oh, it's not working.
Oh, there's so much joy in that.
Hang on. You can't hear that. No, isn't that terrible?
Look at that. We're going to have to... We're going to need a pill.
I have nothing to do with that, to be quite honest. You know, I think it's a disgrace.
Got there in the end.
I actually thought
it sort of sucked the life out of him.
I was hoping we'd back him into a corner and drag him back into the puns for a second. Sorry about that, John.
No worries, lad.
Cheers, John. Take care of yourself. Good luck.
Right, so Jennifer's in Dublin. How are you, Jennifer?
Hi, how are you?
Not bad at all. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm good, thanks.
What's it like where you are so far this morning?
It's fine, it's lovely.
You sound like you're on the move somewhere, are you? Or what are you up to?
I wish I was.
Are you just in the house, are you? Or are you already in work or what?
No, I'm just on my way to work.
Ah, right. So you are sort of on the move somewhere.
I am sort of on the move.
I don't know if I believe you, Jennifer. You're giving us mixed signals here. Lying in bed, I'd say.
I wish.
Go on, so what do you think it is?
I think it's Queen Bohemian Rhapsody.
Good. Bohemian Rhapsody, right. Look at this.
That's a big...
Jennifer, I think you've done this at a great time because Mike is running around. I think his machine is broken.
It looks like he's...
Poor fella doesn't know what to be talking.
Can
what's going
you hear
on?
Me?
He's half dressed in there.
Somebody was messing with the studio. Anyway, I'm going to try this, right? This will definitely suck the life out of it. But anyway, is it Yes Way or No Way?
No way.
Oh.
No way.
Hold on. Can go on for a bit.
Oh my god.
Oh, I thought you'd call him out, Jennifer. Unfortunately, not.
No problem. Thanks.
Listen, enjoy your pancake Tuesday, Jennifer. Have a good one.
I will.
Cheers.
Bye.
See you later, bye.
Right, so.
We nearly had him there. Had him there.
I forgot what any of the songs were. Right, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, and
Faithless.
Faithless.
What was the tune again?
God is the DJ.
God is the DJ. Oh, gee, well, that was too chaotic, I have to
say. That was mad.
We're going to need Mike to go back to the puns, are we? You know what I mean? He hates them. And that makes us all happy.
I've got an answer for that.
No way! No way!
I like the old soundboard, I have to say.
Yeah,
I think
I know.
Because you never quite know, mind you, I suppose you never know what you're going to get with the puns.
I like it even better when it doesn't work. I go need to fiddle with his buttons every morning.
Right, okay, so look, it's up to Damien Farrelly to try and give it away next. 20-5 this afternoon is when Damien has a go. At the Hitbit. Same rules apply, of course. Just get in there and don't give them your guess. Just let them know that you want to play and you could be selected to come on, give your guess and scoop that €1,160. Is that what we're
at? That's what it's at, yeah. Same again with Damien later on.
Good stuff. Right, for us, it's pancakes on the way. Unfortunately, none to eat. PG, you're going to have to put out another plea.
We are accepting free pancakes for free radio today. Red alert.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Here you go, Prince in 1999. Here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 9 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for hanging out with us. And, of course, it is Pancake Tuesday as well.
Yay! Pancake Tuesday, it is.
Tuesday. And we've had loads of photographs and people sending stuff in and everything with their various kind of... recipes and their various kind of, you know,
all
like
of that.
What we had blueberry and something earlier on.
Blueberries and
blueberry and banana. That sounded okay.
Blueberry and banana, and of course then there's the much more savoury types who like, I'd say Jim would be one of them. You're a savoury head, a bit of Nutella or something like that. Would you be into that sort of carry on?
Yeah, Nutella doesn't qualify as savoury, does it?
Doesn't it?
Oh.
All right. Savoury to me. What's savoury then?
Chocolate.
You put crisps on it,
spread.
Isn't it? A baguette.
Yeah. No, I mean, a pancake with a good sausage and ration. No, I'm joking. No. I'd be kind of a traditionalist.
Lemon and sugar.
Lemon and sugar would be okay. Yeah. Well, lemon... Actually, I'm not sure about the lemon.
See, I like the lemon and nothing else.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm a bit odd like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, look. This is... Let's get rid of... That's the nice stuff done.
Yeah.
This is about you and me trying to find another way to compete... with each other.
About PJ doing actually finding another way to try and humiliate his friend and colleague.
Hey, you go fart your trousers, man.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
You go fart your trousers.
Anyway.
Every time, with the last few things we've played, you've been beating me again. We played that other stupid TV game.
No, last time, you won the last one out.
It was the TV game.
It was the age game, actually.
It was the age game, and you
PJ
did win
it. PJ won it, yeah.
But then again, you get to practice every single day. So, I mean...
From today on, lads, we are starting a chart for 2020, right?
We're going to. I think the last time we started a chart now.
No, this
died,
time.
Died quickly.
This
yeah,
time
because
I
you
mean
kept
it.
Winning.
Yeah, this time I
That's
mean it.
That's why we stopped.
Well, I'll stop winning then.
No, right, today, lads, Pancake Tuesday. Happy Pancake Tuesday.
Happy Pancake Tuesday, Mike.
So we're going to have a flip-off, yeah?
Yeah.
Jim, you have told us that you've never flipped a pancake before.
I tell you, no, honestly, I've eaten many, as you can probably tell if you're watching this on the video. I've eaten many, but I haven't successfully flipped a pancake in its sort of, you know,
okay,
uncooked state.
Okay, well, it's a thing every particular
should be able
it's a
to
rite
do.
Of passage,
every
isn't it?
Chef should have to be able to flip a pancake.
Right,
definitely.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So what we're looking for today, lads, in the flip off, is to have one full toss of a pancake that goes back down onto the pan. You
right.
will do it in 30 seconds,
yes,
as many as you possibly can. Now, one of you have to go first. And can I say good morning to my wife, Sinead, who made these wonderful pancakes this morning.
Brilliant.
They may not
they
look much,
been
but they are tasty.
They would have been even more wonderful, Sinead, had they been freshly made. But the fact that they've been in Mike's car overnight means they don't quite have the same appeal that they would have had initially.
Now, lads, I have the pan. I have the pancake. We're all
right.
set to go. However, we don't know who's going to go first yet. So it is Pancake Tuesday. You understand what I mean? So let's choose.
It wouldn't be Mike if there wasn't a pun.
I know, it had to be a pun.
Let's choose who goes first. I'm going
right.
to give you a fact here, and you're going to give me some answers. Closest to the answer gets to choose who goes first.
Okay,
right.
Australian Brad Jolly holds the record for most tosses of a pancake in 1 minute. How many flips did he do in 1 minute?
In 1 minute.
PJ.
I got to say, he did 187.
187, Jim.
My God, that's a lot. So, in a minute.
Yeah, in a minute.
I'm going to go for, no, I'm going to go less than that. I'm going to go realistically, I'd say about 85.
85. Someone's going to have to do the math for me here. I think actually Jim, you win because it's 140 flips he did in 60 seconds. Would I be right in saying you won? Anyways.
I don't know the
I'd
answer.
I'd say that might be slightly closer to you.
Technically, lads, that means that you boys should be doing 70 in 30 seconds, right?
Right, well, that's not going to
well,
happen
okay,
straight
yeah,
away.
You have those
now,
maths.
Let
right.
me, so what did you say, PJ? You
oh,
said 187.
He can't let anything go.
Minus 140.
Yeah.
47. I
he
said
has
yeah.
to do the maths. Yeah. He can't. He couldn't just
I think
accept.
Right. You said 87.
I can't remember.
Anyway,
I can't
Jim,
even remember
you
what
win.
I said.
You
I'm going first,
go
first.
You're going to go first.
Right,
you
I'm
you choose now to go first or second. It's up
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, I may as well, because like, to be honest with you, because I mean, look, Master Flipper over there, he's the biggest flipping flipper there's ever flipping been, so...
Perfectly
yeah. honest with you.
Oh
right.
yeah.
Now, Mike, flip man.
While I'm flipping this, you're going to have to come over here and operate some controls, okay?
Oh, okay, okay. You want me to do that?
So,
I'll have to commentate
gonna,
too.
You're going to have to. You're going to have to. What do you call it? You can commentate on my microphone. I'm going to take these off.
Okay. Oh, look, he's actually stepping away. He's getting very serious.
Well, yeah, otherwise, I'm going to keep hitting the microphone.
Yeah, I don't see what the problem is.
Right.
So Jim is now standing back. Look at him.
Right.
Getting ready for his fight. Look at him, he's so serious.
Well, here, I tell you what, yeah, you just shout when you want me to go.
We're ready. Well, okay, oh, yeah, on. No, we're not. You have to wait for the music. Otherwise, right. we don't want you getting an unfair advantage.
Okay,
are
you ready?
Ready?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Go. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ow! Close 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh, he's into a rhythm. 12, 13. Smell
Ooh.
A bad one at 14, 15. Now there's no stopping him.
Hey,
he's got
that's 70,
oh,
that's 18,
that's
PJ.
18, 19, one of them didn't turn over. 20, 21, that's not a flip. 21, 2, 23, 24, 25, 12, that's not a flip. 26, 27, 28,
oh,
28, 28,
well
28, 28.
That was pretty impressive, actually. Right, hand the pan to PJ.
Oh
what did he
God.
Get to? 20,
28.
28.
It wasn't 30.
No.
Two of them didn't turn over. Smarty pants.
Oh right, okay. Yeah, you jump
Jeepers.
Back in there.
Back in, you can commentate on this one, right?
Gentlemen, this is enough. This is the pressure is on now.
I tell
almost
you,
won a second.
I am extremely pleased with that. I thought I did extremely well.
I'm very disappointed.
For a novice, for a virgin flipper.
And I will say, you flip from the hip, Jim.
I
you
do.
Flip
I do
from
get
the
a
hip.
Bit
you
of,
do.
Yeah,
you
had a, yeah. I got a bit of hip.
Oh, he was.
Like,
he was told he was all. He was like. He was full on Elvis Presley
oh,
hip
right,
and all.
Right.
27 okay. to beat, PJ.
28, you
28,
said a minute
28,
ago.
PJ. Who's keeping
30
count?
You said earlier.
It was
on.
No,
didn't
you shut up. Two of them didn't even do the team.
There are a few half flippers there now. Don't,
right,
don't
28, 28. Now, you keep an eye on him.
To the camera, PJ. To the camera.
Oh, yeah, he will cheat, he will. Right. Are you ready, Michael?
I'm ready, and he's
right.
Are you ready, PJ?
Yes, yes.
Right.
Oh, you're nervous.
On your marks. Get set. Go!
Right, okay, here we go. That's 1, 2, and a 3. You're doing very well. 4, 5, 6. six. Oh my God, seven, eight, nine. Not a fit. Still on nine. No flippies. No,
they're not turning. They're not turning.
That's 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 for the flip, 15 the flip, 16, 17 the flip, 18 the flip, all full flip, 19, 20. No, no. Flip, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Oh,
that
flip,
27,
28, 29. Oh, he didn't win. He didn't win. How many you won?
I think it was a draw.
It was a flip and draw.
It was a flip.
It was a draw.
It was a flip and draw.
It was a
flip and draw.
It was a flip and draw.
You are the blooming. You know something? You are the Liverpool of pancake flipping. I thought I had
the
you.
The pressure.
I thought I had
God.
You.
I swear to God.
Oh my God.
I'm actually going to piss me pants. I'm actually going to go. The pressure was too much, lads.
That is incredible. Oh, yeah. No,
I
couldn't believe. I thought I had him. I thought at 27.
And he did about three flips that weren't flips.
I know, four in a row.
Right, see, that's it. That's his competitive nature came out at the end.
Oh, my God. Right. I'm not well.
Congratulations.
I'm not well. I'm disgusted.
We'll have to decide this another way, lads.
We will, yeah.
We'll have to wait till Easter.
Yeah.
Easter.
This is flipping not over, Jim.
How do you flip Easter eggs?
I don't know. We eat.
Oh, yeah.
How many can you eat in 30 seconds?
Right. The other good news is Magic Mike came bearing good news as well as a frying pan in that. Is it true that we're getting some pancakes delivered?
The rumour goes, but say nothing for the moment.
Oh.
Well,
right,
they're not there. I don't see them there yet.
Yeah, so darned if we're giving credit to anybody unless we see the goods in our hands.
This is pancake blackmail. If you want to get your mentions, get us fed. Can't believe that was a draw. I'm not well after.
This
is like Tyson Fury and Wilder. That's what this is. Now we need a rematch.
Oh my God.
Magic Mike is the Edgy Hearn of pancake flipping.
He's loving it. He's trying to think if he can make
rematch.
A few quid out of this. Yeah, some guaranteed Irish U2 pride in the name. Look, the pride was shared today. It doesn't often happen.
Tell
it's
you
like,
something.
I mean, a draw
lads.
Between PJ and myself is as rare as a draw in rugby or something. It's such a rare occurrence.
A million to one shot, I'd have said.
Absolutely. And in fairness, Jurassic Greg gets credit for line of the day when he WhatsApped in to say, lads, I always knew it. PJ and Jim are a pair of incompetent tossers.
Oh my God, Jurassic Greg, that's so unfortunately accurate. So accurate.
So desperately true.
Lads, I tell you something.
Also, somebody wants to know what's 26.
I don't know what. I was overexcited. I was overexcited.
You were certainly overexcited for your 26.
I tell you something.
Oh, yeah, dirty animal.
With all the misnomers and innuendos and flipping and tossing that was going on, I got carried away.
Absolutely. Anyway, listen, whatever you're going to do for your Pancake Tuesday, your Shrove Tuesday, however you're going to enjoy it, whatever it is that floats your particular pancake boat, hopefully have a cracking day. We're waiting patiently.
We're waiting very
patiently. For the arrival of a promise. Oh. We are literally on a promise, on a pancake promise.
And it's now we're going to have to, like, it's on record that now that we've started recording our challenges for this year.
Right.
It's on record now that we start with a draw.
Right.
So nobody is, you know, in the lead. Of the many challenges to come this year.
And there will be many.
There will be many because I'm determined.
Somebody's actually suggesting one, which, to be honest with you, like, Bear and Cork's on to say that for the Easter challenge... it's the old how many cream eggs can you eat in a minute. Have you ever tried to eat excessive amount of cream eggs?
No, I haven't, but I'd love to because I absolutely adore cream eggs.
I know, so do I. But let me tell you something. I ended up in a challenge very similar to that, right?
Yes.
And you wouldn't believe how difficult it is to get the things down your throat.
Really?
They are so, when you bite into them, and you're like a full one, they get so sticky and gooey that it's actually very difficult to get them down. It's tough.
Well, it's a challenge I definitely want to be a part of.
I can see you spreading them all over your face.
Yes, I want to be a part of it. I do. Let's figure that one out.
I want to take on that gooey goodness.
Mike's
all on board.
It's on record.
You never have to encourage Mike for that sort of stuff.
Oh, I know, yeah.
What you say, lads? An opportunity to make you look like a pair of buffoons. Yeah.
An opportunity for me to stand here with a camera phone, watching you be humiliated in front of the country. I take that challenge.
Oh, what a tune. Whitesnake, Here I Go Again. It's almost 22 minutes to 9 o'clock.
What? Sorry, I'm just wrestling the microphone there, trying to get it into place. Having a little fight with it, I am.
PJ's still a bit fidgety. He's still a bit fidgety after the excitement of the flip-off draw
that took place
earlier on.
The tension, the absolute tension.
Oh, I tell you something, it was... when you see the video, right, Magic Mike has the video. It'll be going up shortly, I'd say. Is it up in the moment? It's up at the moment, I assume, on Facebook. And it'll probably go up on Instagram or whatever and all the usual social media platforms, so you can check it out. But the intensity while flipping is one thing, and then the intensity of the look on the other people's faces while one person is flipping. I'm enthralled watching you counting
want to sit the stage
on the basis of thinking... Didn't think you were going to get there. And then you did.
Oh, no,
And Mike's reaction. Mike looks like he's just seen, I don't know, like a terrible horror movie or something. He's like, mouth open, gaping.
I know.
That's incredible.
I was like the Dubs against Monaghan. I was. I 3 points only at the half time. Fighting back to get the draw. That's what it was like. I got there in the end, and there was Jim, the big Ulster, heading him. Oh, he was devastated watching the comeback happen. Oh, it was an awful thing for a man to have to see.
Check it out for yourself. It's on our Facebook. It'll be on our YouTube channel as well. If you haven't checked out the PJ and Jim YouTube channel, everything that we kind of film and video and stuff goes up there. So it's always worth checking it out. And it's up there at the moment. You can
see it. It's definitely worth having this. Wait till you see the moves. Oh, I swear to God.
Yeah. I thought I should have got... Can you not get an extra point for style?
Yeah, I'm telling you. When they see
you,
like...
What I mean? Like I was doing sort of... It was like watching Ricky Martin flipping pancakes.
You want to see him? He swings
from the hips.
He flips from the hip. It's very funny.
It's
all you need to Jim is the music, the Jive Bunny music when he's flipping a pancake. It was amazing to watch.
Right, listen, I have to say happy birthday. Somebody wants us to wish Adam Gaffey, it says here. That's what it says.
All right, Adam.
I assume it's not a typo or anything, that it is Adam Gaffey. A very happy 9th birthday. Apparently listens to the show going to school every morning. He was hoping to hear it just before the breakfast table quiz. This is pretty much as close as we get, just before the breakfast table quiz. So, Adam, listen, have a fantastic day.
Have a great one. Have a great day. Enjoy pancakes and a real cake. You deserve all of it.
That's your birthday on Pancake Tuesday would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant, Jay. You get double treats, yeah.
So enjoy that, Adam. I have to say, we're still kind of patiently waiting for treats.
It says, you know, considering the...
It'll be over if they don't hurry
up. It's almost like they don't care that we're flipping experts.
Exactly.
They don't care. They haven't taken it on board.
Shocking carry on.
Outrageous.
Shocking carry on. Probably
the biggest sporting event of the whole year just happened. And it's gone by like nobody even cares about it. Like it wasn't important.
It's, you know, you can have your Tyson and Wilder.
Yeah. Of course, and we will have a rematch.
Exactly.
Because obviously the public demand is so strong.
Well, yeah. I mean, like we literally got no texts saying, you know, but the people wanted to see it happen again. But still, we're going to do it.
Because they know. They know the inevitable.
They know we wouldn't
let them down. They thought they would never be seen. They thought, oh, sure, what am I doing? I'm only clogging up the machine, they
exactly.
thought. You know what I mean? Let it happen.
Let it happen is right. Naturally.
That's our story and we're sticking to it. The heavyweight pancake flippers of the world over here.
Right, so if you want to have a crack at the breakfast table quiz, it is on the way next. 087-188-0008. If you think you can bring that score of actually 5... Right, yesterday's competitor was on.
Was it 5? I thought it was 4.
We've been dissing her, saying it was 4.
I beg your pardon.
It's actually 5 to beat.
5 to score to beat, so 5. So 6 or more puts you in the lead, so it does.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis and Limerick for excellent exam results. It's got to be Julie Kilmartins Easter Revision Courses in Ennis and Limerick. See kes.ie.
Right, crack and break this week. It's a 2-night midweek break for 2 to give away to the New Park Hotel Kilkenny. That in itself would be fantastic. Let their family look after yours. But when you hear this, luxurious suite is what you will stay in, complete with a hot tub on your own private balcony. Dinner for the two of you in Gulliver's Restaurant on one of the evenings, afternoon tea on one of the afternoons, and a choice of any 30-minute treatment each in their Escape Health Club and Spa. The four-star New Park Hotel offering luxurious accommodation, of course, the health club and spa. There's also fun-filled kids' activities in the heart of Kilkenny. You won't have to worry about that, though, because it's for the two of you. You can dump the kids at home. You can linger for longer as well by staying two nights midweek and save yourself 10%. And all of those details are on newparkhotelkilkenny.com.
And five, the correction is five is the score to beat. So six or more will put you in the lead. Rob O'Neill, who's in Cork this morning. How are you getting on, Rob?
How's it going, lads?
Oh, good. Rob, what's your story?
My story is I am working from home today, so I'm quite busy at the minute.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Sounded very... Yeah, obviously, you know, I just want to put out there that I'm very busy at the minute.
Yeah, it's only a 5-minute break now.
Obviously, of course, Rob. Flat out, so you flat understand. Out.
You're not involved planning eating pancakes in your pyjamas while at work today. Not at all.
No.
Right. So listen, Rob, you must be feeling pretty confident. Six or more and you'll be top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, why not? Why not? I think these things are always easier said than done, you know, when you're actually on the spot yourself, you know.
Well, that's it, yeah.
Do you normally play along with the quiz, like, yeah?
I have done, yeah.
Do you have a sort of an average score?
At least 15.
At least.
Oh, yeah. I like this. Rob is, I like this guy. He's confident from the top of the off.
Yes, yeah, so I'm flat out working at home and I always score 15 on the quiz. Absolutely brilliant. Right, okay, Rob, let's put it to the test. Here we go. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. You ready to do it?
Yeah, let's go.
Best of luck. Here we go.
Jimmy White is famous for playing what sport?
Snooker.
Which best-selling US novelist wrote The Pelican Brief?
Pass.
John Grisham, what country singer recorded albums in San Quentin and Folsom Prison?
Johnny Cash.
Which play does the line "Wherefore art thou Romeo" come from?
Romeo and Juliet.
What US president came into office in 1961?
John F. Kennedy.
Deborah Harry is the lead singer of what pop group?
Blondie.
How many days are there in the month of November?
30.
In what sport do athletes compete in the Tour de France?
Cycling.
Who hosted the first ever TV series of Mastermind?
Pass.
Magnus Magnusson, the first day of April is otherwise known as what?
April Fool's Day.
In darts, how many points is the outer ring of the bullseye worth?
Double.
25. Incisors and premolars are types of what?
Pass, I missed one.
Teeth. In 2001, who did George Bush replace as President of the United States?
Bill Clinton.
What alcoholic drink is used in an Irish coffee?
Whiskey.
According to the children's book, how many Dalmatians are there?
13.
No, it's 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah.
I tell you something, it's safe to say you're in the lead anyway.
Absolutely. That was good scoring, Rob. You're a man of your word. Right, did we guess? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Not bad at all. In fact, the last few winning scores has been 10.
10 is a good score nowadays since the questions have gotten that bit tougher.
Yeah.
So listen, fair play to you, Rob O'Neill, in your pyjamas, stuffing your face with pancakes there in Cork. You did very well. Top of the leaderboard with a score of 10. Good for you.
Great stuff, thanks. I better get back to work, though.
Absolutely, yeah.
Flat out.
They'll burn. They'll burn if you don't get back to them.
Yeah. You don't want them to be cold when the Nutella goes on them.
Cheers, Rob. Have a good day, man. Bye. Take care. Bye now.